It is 6:30 in beautiful Barbados in the Eastern Caribbean. It is time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme as we say good evening to the host, Mr. Sluggy Dan, giving you a sneak peek of one of his songs he's chosen. Good evening, Sluggy.
Manners and respect, manners and respect. Good evening. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme on VOB 92.9 FM, 6:30 p.m. every single Saturday on the nation's number one station. Calling today, Happy Independence, Barbados. Dig it yourself, all the Happy Independence.
Same to you, Sluggy.
Calling to tell us why are you proud to be a Manners. Calling to tell us why are you proud to be a Barbadian. What makes Barbados so special? What do you love most about Barbados? 434-1790. Salutes to KK's homemade treats. We're going to be giving away some conkeys tonight. So call in 434-1790. And it's still on Team Raisins or Team No Raisins. Ollie, blaze the music.
Production.
My check, reason check.
No reason. You
didn't
drink
your rubbing
alcohol. Oh, gosh. You put in that banana leaf and rap. Boy, you wrapping up cornmeal pie. Hey. You said doing all this and you said doing all that. Well, go long, go long with your cornmeal pie.
You must be dreaming. It's like fried chicken without seasoning, yeah. A real conky has in raisins. It's just a shame to degrade them with some crap and leaf that brown down. Don't sing another
you
song.
You must be dreaming.
It's like fried chicken without seasoning, yeah.
If you try to deceive me, how good you think that you're doing good? I can tell you with how you're selling. You must be dreaming. It's like fried chicken made of seasoning, just like a rotten teeth in it bleeding. Must be a damn nightmare for you dreaming. Raisins in my conky. Raisins in my conky.
Edwin Yearwood and Sluggy with More Raisins from the Avatar Rhythm. Sluggy!
Yes, please, not conkeys. Salute to everybody eating conkeys today on the outside. Call and let me know if you're eating it with or without raisins. 434-1790. I want to know who eat conkeys today. How many conkeys you eat for the day? And how many conkeys you eat for the conkey season, for the Independence Month, for the month of November? Call in and let me know what you love Barbados, what you love most about Barbados. Call in and have a chat with us on this beautiful, beautiful Independence Day. You know, Barbados freedom story is more powerful than ever for a nation 166 square miles, you know. One of the first places that had slaves in the entire Caribbean, you know, so our story is quite powerful. Remember listening to a lecture from Sir Hillary Beckles saying that Barbados received more enslaved Africans than the entire USA. It was the foundation for chattel slavery, empires of the Western world. So salute to Sir Harry Beckles. Remember hearing lots of history about Barbados and couldn't believe for such a small nation we went through and what we went through to be free. So I truly cherish how far we've come and trust that the next generation will take it even much more further. Happy Independence, Barbados. 434-1790. We got a nice independence show prepared for you. We can play some Bajan music. We can talk a little about Barbados and share some Barbadian history. And we can take your calls as well. 434-1790. We got a call already before we get to some music. Good evening. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.
DJ Call. Good evening, Sluggy Down. How are you doing? Happy Independence, my brother. Happy Republican Day as well.
Same to you, my brother. Salutes to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Salute to you, my brother.
What do you love most about Barbados?
Yes, I love most about Barbados, the voice of Barbados and brass stats and the program Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. You know, I love calling into brass stats and I think tomorrow I won't be able to, but you know what I mean? Usually every Sunday I call in on Brass Stats Sunday. Brass Stats Sunday has become an institution for me. You know, they said, Sluggy, that the story of Brass Stats Sunday where, you know, originally our former Prime Minister, Onyesima Arthur, said that it was a good thing, a great thing to bring on Sundays, but the people were against it. But it came, I know it's here to stay. And Brass Stats Sunday has I love it. I really, it's something to do with my Sundays, and I love to call in. And, you know, I said, Sluggy, that Barbados, the island, should be a heritage site. This whole island must be a heritage site. That's one of the things that really made Barbados special. As you just mentioned, the history of Barbados is as such where the Middle Passage and Swan where the passage from England to Africa to Barbados back to England, and it makes a perfect triangle. And I remember I would have been able to see that out for my class at Cormamere. I got a perfect 10/10 for that in my history class back in third form. But the thing is that Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme has become an institution. And this independent special is so special because this is what I love about Barbados. Barbados is one of the only places in the world. You can't do this in Trinidad, Sluggy. You can't do this in Jamaica. You can't do this in Guyana, where you are free to call in about whatever you feel like talking about. Once it's of national interest, on Brass Stats Sunday and Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. And this was so important as an institution. Kristen Thurton was talking yesterday about how we must develop Barbados. I am saying, Sluggy, that we must, as a country, right, we must honor our dead. I am saying that Sam Wilkinson, we should highlight positive views and positive influences and positive families by him. We should use him to be able, I am saying this right now on Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, Barbados, listen, we need to bring back Sam Wilkinson's memory to bring back positivity in this country by highlighting what the youth and those little ones, the youths, have in this country by Sam Wilkinson. We need a Sam Wilkinson fund or a Sam Wilkinson trust. Yeah. A Sam Wilkinson.
What I must say is that there are a lot of unsung heroes.
Yeah,
there are many unsung heroes, and I appreciate you mentioning Sam Wilkinson's name. He's a true unsung hero.
Yes, and he's one that I remember seven. I remember it like yesterday, Sluggy. And he came to he came on these airwaves and he lit up the place on mornings. And it's something that I love so much because it's something that I love to do as well. Now, my dad, for Mason and Guest, is so good at being able to involve cricket in this country. But what Sam Wilkinson did in terms of media and in terms of the social aspect where you can come and you can big up positive families and the youth, especially the youth positively, with positivity, by implementing something in Sam's memory, something for Sam, something for the youth by Sam's name, by Sam's memory, by what Sam did and his legacy for this country. And I believe on this November 30th, Independence Day, Sluggy, that we need to, in Barbados, have that legacy of Stan Wilkinson by honoring him, by being able to big up the positivity of the youth. We have Bill Got Talent as an institution. We have Beijing Run Around Run. We need something for Stan Wilkinson. I'm saying that on Beijing Run Around Run right now. Now, Sluggy, I just want to say that, you know, I mean, I love this calling in thing, this talking, this socialization is something that is so good, because it is even what Kristen Thurton was talking about yesterday at Brass Tacks. It increases your endorphins. It puts you in a good mood. It makes you able to be more extroverted and out there, and being able to have that psychology where you're able then to sort out your views for people, where you can divulge your innermost heart's desire, and being able to capture the imagination, the hearts of the masses, the people. And that is what life is all about. That is what life on earth is all about.
Thank you. What I must say though, Barbados, what I must say is that it is awesome to see people can call, have conversations publicly, have varying views and still have love and respect for each other. Is what makes us, is what makes us
it.
Human beings. That's absolutely
awesome. I love it. God bless you. God bless you. I love you.
Of course,
and
you can call again.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Call again. Bye-bye. Yes, please. No problem. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, VOB 92.9 FM. This is your boy, Uncle Sluggy, Ollie on the inside at the control towers. We got callers coming in galore. Happy Independence, Barbados. Caller on the line. Poet is on the line. Talk to me, my brother. Tell me what you love, Barbados. Tell me what you love, Barbados. Well, and what makes you proud to be a Barbadian?
To be proud of Barbadian, although we have that freedom of speech and be able to walk the street. Actually, I wrote a poem on that, Sluggy, but you're a bit late for my eyes now. I'm going to be 60 at the F, so I won't be able to read it. But I did a poem with that and the privilege until you have. But we have to be careful with that freedom of speech, because there's braille legislation now against it. So we have to watch how we go on that. And that we are taking, putting things in our own way now and moving away from God. We have to get back to God some more, Sluggy. We are calling Sunday school now, a lot of calypsos and all of that. You know. I believe that Sunday, I always call it and say Sunday should be a solemn day in Barbados. You know, we got to get back to that kind of days and thing, you know. But we are putting everything, the politicians are taking over and doing what? Pardon?
What?
Yeah.
I can tell something now, right?
Yeah.
You see how you say it? See how you are saying you would like Sunday to be a solemn day and so on?
Yeah.
I remember reading and listening to lectures, and you know that had a time where the slave masters didn't want us to congregate, you know, and celebrate. And you know that we fought to be able to do that.
Yeah, but I still feel
you sure you want to take away people's rights to celebrate on Sunday so they see fit? You sure you want to go down that road? I am on your point of view, you know. I just ask things because you want to take away people's freedom to celebrate how they feel.
No, I'm not doing that, Sluggy. When we had the wedding, we still have that solemnness and freedom of speech, and then maybe they have those shows. You know, in some places you don't have the Sundays are solemn days. You know, and that is where we are getting away from. You checking and see. Everybody is saying they're doing this and knowing that we're not putting God in it. So we can't get any further, Sluggy. And then we gotta be careful with that freedom of speech too, being able to walk the street. Cause actually I wrote a poem on that, as I told you, with the freedom of speech, they're looking to bring legislation now. And then walking the streets, they become in a gun town now, and you got to be careful how you walk the town. You know? So we got to get back closer to God and continue that Barbadian spirit that we had with giving and sharing one another. Everybody becoming selfish now, Sluggy.
You think we lost touch with God?
That's yeah, very much so. I know even the pastors are coming out and I ain't that all of that Christian-y, and I say that we are going down the wrong road. But we are taking God out of every day we do that. We can't get nowhere, Sluggy. You're taking us, what we call it, Sunday school.
How can we get God back into it? How can we get God back into it?
By the pastors coming out and opening the motor. You know, none of them will come out and say that. Huh? None of them will come out and say that. And we will get some of the children back to out the church and all kind of thing. Cut out these shows and things on Sunday. I don't mind them being on Saturdays. But on Sunday should be a solemn day, Sluggy. And you will see Barbados change up a lot. We have a lot of this gang violence and this smoking and among the streets. And you know, people will be more respectful of the one another and live more lovingly. We're becoming a selfish bunch now, Sluggy. I'm sorry I ain't able to do that poem for you, though. But I actually wrote a poem on that. You know, I like to write on topical issues and, you know.
Yes, but I got another question for you. I love the discussion. I got another question for you, so don't run.
I don't run away from my point, Sluggy.
You were hinting at something to do with Sunday school. What's the problem you got with Sunday school? You got a problem with that, but people naming something Sunday school and it's not church.
Sunday school, I know Sunday school as Sunday school, not shows and things with Calypso and gyrating and all of this kind of thing. That ain't not Sunday school. We shouldn't be calling that Sunday school. So I have a problem with the name they're giving it. You know. If you're keeping a show, say a show, but don't call it Sunday school. We are leading the youngsters around the wrong path. And if you put on a show, Sluggy, with Sister Martin and all of those, and put on one with Lyric and name check and see where the crowd gonna go. You know, so we got to get back to God.
Where the crowd going? Where will the crowd go? Who will the crowd go to?
The crowd will go to Lyric and all of those kind of things. Like, you know that too. They're not going to get to Sister Marshall and them. You know that too, Sluggy.
Sister Marshall will get more people.
No. I think you know better than that. Not with the young people.
I guarantee you.
I know that those are the ones that we ought to be. Those are the ones that we should be capturing.
I guarantee you that if we hold a show with Lil Ray and Sister Marshall, I guarantee you Sister Marshall's show again got more people than Lil Ray's show.
And I'm telling you, and you know different than that, Sluggy. I have been around where they have shows.
Keep on the line. Keep on the line. Don't move. We got another call again. Come and join the conversation. Good evening. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme Independent Special. We talking all things Barbadian. Talk to me. This is Uncle Sluggy. Got poet on the line. Talk to me.
Happy Independence Day, Sluggy. And before I get to the Sunday school.
Thank you, my brother.
Before I get to Sunday school, I don't hear Miss P knowing that she will call you and think, You know Miss P? Sluggy?
Of course, yes, please.
We don't hear her at all. I would like if she's hearing us that she call in on your show and let us know she's well, you know? I don't hear her at all now. Now, Sluggy, get into Sunday school. Now, I was a dance keeper in my days, they call it dances. You always call it sex now. And back in the 70s, a gentleman by the name of P.A.G. the Cat. You ever hear about P.A.G.? Sluggy?
I can't say that I did. I hear, buddy. I can't say that I did.
Okay.
Fool me
he
on
started,
him.
The poet might not know, dances didn't start now with the young people today. I boycott dances in the 70s.
Educating.
I banned Sunday schools in the 70s. And I can remember Sunday school with a fella that just died in America called Ludi. I don't know if you hear Gwyneth Tune, Beijing Yankee, and Ludi in the schoolyard doing.
Yes, please.
You know that tune?
Yes, please.
He and PAG and them started this thing called Sunday School. And I refuse to attend any. And it affect my dances. Because no dances like a meeting turn. I come to yours and you come in those days. Dances was I
correct.
Attend yours and when I come, you attend mine. But Sunday School is starting now with the like the fellas keeping sign. It started back in '70s.
But Sluggy, get him. I know this is happening on the line, and I'm not too far from him. I know he's a 70s. Yeah. I'm going to be 68. The Sunday School in those days were more formal. These things
I don't
now
know
are
how,
more. These Sunday Schools now have more gyrating and thing at them.
No, but what I'm saying is, I don't know how the Sunday School. I know you used to get Sunday School. The club that I keep most of my dances at, a place called Riverside Inn on Brandon Beach. This is not Sunday School there, and I understand it was just like a normal dance.
What I'm saying, Alvin, but this thing now is with a lot of calypsos and nasty.
But
I just the music of the day is the same thing. It's just the music of the day is the same thing. It's just the music
what
of
I am
the
saying,
day is the same thing.
I am against it. You understand what I'm
right
saying?
I against that.
But what I'm saying
that.
Is, what I'm saying, a poet.
Yeah.
But against holding dances on Sunday when one used to do it.
What I'm saying.
These
what I'm saying.
They're holding now. It's me, Alvin.
Don't run for my question, Alvin. Alvin, answer my question first. What against holding dances
was,
on Sunday?
I thought you were talking to the poet.
When one used to do it.
No, listen, I never give a Sunday dance. Listen, I have attended Sunday night dances. But I have never attended a Sunday school yet.
Right.
You see, if you're going to have a dance, it's a dance.
Call it Sunday school.
But I can ask, Snaggy, ask you a question. Do you have children?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to you, I'm talking to Snaggy. Do you have children yet?
Yes, please. I ain't going down. I'm here. You probably can't hear because of on Zoom. I have children. Yes, please.
Do you send them to Sunday school?
You go ask you which Sunday school, Alvin.
No. Don't get in there, boy. Let me Slaggy talk. Slaggy, I will tell you this. If you have children, let them go to Sunday school. Sunday school is part. And you can't be going to Sunday school in the evening and sending your children to Sunday school in the morning. It will work. That is why you never attend any. Because being a father, I couldn't be going to Sunday school and dancing and want my children to go to Sunday school on a Sunday morning too. That is why I never attend any.
Gentlemen, I got to interrupt for a moment. Sluggy, you had a caller last week. A young lady said she was going to bring some conkies for you this week.
Lord.
I'm letting you know, Sluggy, she called and she's not. I let her know you're not in the studio, that you're at home. So I gave her your number and she should be on your way to your door any minute now. Gentlemen, I want to ask you a question, Alvin and Poet. Quick question for you. Gentlemen, Alvin and Poet, one at a time. Have you ever been partying on a Saturday night? At any point in your life, have you ever went to a party on a Saturday night?
On Saturday, but not on Sunday.
I keep parties, so my parties is every night. I went partying every night,
so
including Sunday.
Have any of your parties gone past midnight on Saturday night?
Sorry?
Have any of your parties or partying or dancing gone past midnight on Saturday?
Of course. Okay. All of them, the parties on Saturday nights, although, you know, some that gyrating and thing, people, they know, still react like if they want to. The people will say, no, breathe the water and all of this kind of thing, you know.
Well, what I could tell you, Poet, is from an international point of view, or let's say from an alien point of view, somebody who's non-Barbadian coming to Barbados, any kind of walking up looks kind of strange, because for the rest of the world, which is the majority, as you know, Barbados, our population hasn't quite reached 500,000 as yet. So for the majority of the rest of the world, any kind of gyration or walk up looks a little slap. You see where it's coming from? So it's, you might say that it's gone to a certain degree, which I'm not going to say it hasn't.
Right.
But even just any movement. Listen, white people can't walk up, poet.
I know they that. Walk up. But they don't have the rhythm
too. You know?
But so, I would say this here, right?
Go ahead.
This is what I would say. I'm not dealing with the walk up as the poet is dealing with. I am saying that if you could name something Sunday school, it should be Sunday school.
Right, and that's what I'm
saying. Just a minute, boy. What I'm saying is, if you listen to me well, I am a party man. Even now that I have lost my eye, my vision, I no longer see, and I still the skip parties and love parties. But there's a limit to everything in life, and I believe there's a day that you should keep holy.
Right. I agree with that.
And I just said, I have a. You are on the way to the show now, man.
No, I'm agreeing with what you're saying.
Yeah, one at a time, guys. As you could tell, you know, you're in a unique situation here. This isn't brass tacks. We're giving you an opportunity to talk. So, poet, you just go hold on, my brother, and Alvin. We'll give you an opportunity to talk. Just one at a time.
Let's give him a great. What I'm saying is this here. As a father and a grandfather now, I will never attend a Sunday school whereby it is even to accept music. Not Charlie Pride or Jim McDaniels and all that.
So were you on Daniel's show that 12? Were you on Daniel's show before midnight on a Saturday night?
Yes, but that didn't know the tempo it is. It was never called a Sunday school. I used to call them a dance.
All right.
I'm dealing with the title behind the event.
All right.
If I have a dance and it start at 9 and go to 5 in the morning, which in the early days it never used to happen, when I came out here in 2006, and I go in.
So the term Sunday school means godly, or it just means school on Sunday?
Sunday school should be godly.
All right.
Sunday school should be something that children go into and have the adults teaching those children. Learning and things okay. In life, that's the thing of Sunday school. That is part of our culture.
All right.
But time I, as a little boy, I but wear
part,
that.
Part of our culture, right? Listen, right? I'm old enough to be into dances, right? And I've heard Calypso play in dances and seen people walking up back in the day.
But I'm not necessarily, but it name a dance. It all name right, a fact.
Poet, I got to interrupt my brother, and I mean, you know, as you can see, Alvin is still talking. Alvin, when you get a chance, give Poet a chance to talk, because he's biting at the bit to say something, and I don't really want to keep lowering the volume to cut you guys out, you know what I mean? So, Poet, just let Alvin say what he wants to say, and then you can pop in, my brother.
I just agree with what Alvin said. When we said a dance, we know they don't call it Sunday school. It was a dance. Sunday school and a dance is two different things. So I don't agree with this Sunday school thing. And as I tell Sluggy, which he know, if Sister Marshall and Enki Bushaw and Lil Ricky won, the Lil Rick show is going to have a lot more people than Sister Marshall. So,
I don't agree.
I want to hear Alvin. Alvin would agree with that.
If Alvin agree with that. Alvin, who you feel got more people? Alvin, who you feel got more people? Alvin, Larry or Sister Marshall?
You can't put popularity with Larry. Larry can got the young ones.
I think Slaggy know that.
And the old ones too. So don't put Larry with Sister Marshall.
But here's the thing that got me, right, Alvin? And Poet? They got more of one is pretend that one love God and one are Christians. More one is pretend one love God and is Christians than we out here. They got real churches. So if Sister Marshall hold a show, why all the one godly people won't come?
But you hear how you put that over? But you hear how you put that over? You
the godly people would attend it.
Yeah.
This is so comprehensive. There's something called right and wrong in life. This called where, when, and how.
Agreed.
In life, there's where, when, and how. And anytime anything goes, something wrong.
All right. Then.
All I am saying is this. There's room for everything.
Yes,
the same way you can have the effect and call it Sunday school, you can call it effect. Call it effect.
All right, then.
You don't hear nobody that have anything in church calling it effect.
All right.
Or a jam. Nothing so. So why you got to take up Sunday school when you know that you're playing at temple music? Because I don't go along with this whack. Because I was whacking up for years in the Belgian Queen and thing. Not like what is do these days. Before I look, I only lose my vision of 7 to 8 years. But I used to block the Belgian Queen. And I know a man that is respectable man that used to work up. But today, that has something to the work up, you know. So, if they are, that is their business. But I'm saying, don't call it Sunday school. That's all.
Right. Sunday school and a fair assembly.
I will beg you, Sluggy,
standards, Sluggy.
I don't go to church. But, Sluggy, I will tell you this. You've learned so much in the church. You've learned so much at Sunday school.
Alvin, I want to interject a minute with you. Sluggy, I just want to say something. Alvin, you said something, and I just want to make something very clear, Alvin. You said something about there's a right and there's a wrong, right? That's what you said?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to point out to you, Alvin, that there's something called relative truth, and there's something called absolute truth. And a lot of the times when we talk and we speak from our personal experiences, those are relative truths. They're not absolute or factual truths. So there's a lot of times when we think that we're right and we're thinking we're speaking the truth, and it's only relative. It's not factual. I'm going to give you an example, Alvin. You ready?
Listening.
Good. Every morning and every evening, what does the sun do?
Rise and fall.
That's incorrect.
Rise and sunset.
That's incorrect. Because relatively, in our culture, because we speak English, we say that the sun rises and the sun sets, right? That's what you just said, right? And you think that's true and that's right, right? Because that's what you've been taught and that's what you believe. Am I correct, Alvin?
I think that's what I used to see too.
Right. But when you went to primary school or when you were young, were you not taught that the earth is spinning on its axis and it's going around the sun?
Of course.
Therefore, the sun is not rising. The earth is moving and it's given an illusion as if the sun is rising and the sun is setting. So there's a lot of things in our lives that we generalize that we think is all so true and all so right. But
I would call that technicality
factual.
Though.
Well, it's just facts. It's fact. The sun does not rise and the sun does not set. It's the earth spinning and moving around the sun. The sun is not going around the earth.
We know that.
Right.
We know that.
So that's not a technicality. That's a fact. I'm showing you the difference between relative truth.
So tell me how that will come into.
No, I'm just making it clear. Because when people. I listen to the radio. I listen to Brass Tacks. And I hear a lot of people with a lot of relative, personal, experienced, non-factual opinions.
Agreed.
Right? So, you know, you can listen and you can listen and you can listen. Best thing is to do is research. I heard a gentleman the other day on Brass Tacks talking about the North Star and that he is as stationary and he's as constant, he's not moving, as the North Star. Alvin, the North Star is moving. So that's something you could have probably said in the 70s and the 80s and nobody would question it. I'm as stationary as the North Star. The North Star is not moving. But in 2024, 1 month away from the year 2025, I can tell you factually, the North Star called Polaris, which is the 43rd or 45th brightest star in our atmosphere, is moving. So there's a lot of stuff that we've grown up with that we think is also right. That's not actually factually right. In terms of Sunday school, to be honest with you, today's the first time I'm hearing now that there are parties called Sunday school. And obviously, these people are a lot younger than us. And to me, it kind of reminds me of the ZR culture, you know, that kind of rebel thing where we're telling these guys, listen, you have everybody's lives in your hands, in the van and on the road. Please take care of us. And these guys do not care. It's kind of like a rebel. So we're asking for conformity. We're asking for peace and love. and you get the opposite. Go ahead.
Well, I would like to say, may I ask, is Sluggy and the next gentleman that sounds so educational?
But there's Oliver Norville, Alvin. There's Oliver.
I'm here.
That's on Saturdays from 4 until 9. Today is 4 to 8.
Okay, well, let me say this. I repeat this again because you might have heard it. I came back in 2006. And I have a Calypsoian that I used to listen to and think because of the Bajan dialect. And I used to admire. I had to go to Thornberry Hill a morning. And I leave home about 5:30. I walk. At that time, it was Bradford Tate. It was Blackrock Polyclinic, not Bradford Tate Polyclinic. And I got into a minibus. And when I get in, I hear the tune that was playing. The voices sound familiar. But it was so vulgar. And I asked the driver if he could turn it down. I just said my prayers. And a voice in the back said, "If you want here, I get out." And I ring the bell, and I get out at the bus stop just after you pass the Roxy Supermarket. Anytime that Calypsoian is on the radio, I just turn my radio off. And he's still very, very popular. Because this is what I'm saying. There's time and place for everything. That should never be on a minibus, that tune. Never. Because if you are so popular, why you got to put tunes that up on? If I believe in everything, there's places for everything. I have visit strip shop, strip places, everything, dance on poles. Because I know when I go there, what I'm going to. But I shouldn't get in a minivan and hear one of the most popular Calypsoians in Barbados singing the most valuable. I couldn't believe my ears at all.
Alvin, when was that, Alvin?
Sorry?
When was that, sir?
2007.
2007, okay.
And what I'm saying is this here. And it's a woman that, to me, the Calypsoian was degrading. That let me get out if I want here. So what I'm saying is sometimes things just happen and people just do things. But there's right and wrong. There's villain and how. And I think we are losing it in Barbados. That is my belief.
But we believe
that everything goes. And I don't believe that.
If anybody want to cut in here and ask Sluggy and Oliver, Sister Marshall, they have a Sister Marshall show and have a Little Rich show. Which one would they send them to on Sundays? That is how I would end off my conversation.
Sister Marshall. that's Barbados.
I
can ask you a question, though.
I want to hear Oliver. Huh?
Sorry, do me a favor, my brother. Repeat what you just said for me. Sorry.
I want to hear Oliver and Sluggy.
Mm-hmm.
If there was two Sunday schools, because right now there's two Sunday schools going on Sundays. If Sister Marshall was keeping Sunday school and Lil Rick was keeping one, which one would they send them to?
Which one would I send my child to or which one would I go to?
That's what I'm saying. I thought you were going to end off my conversation.
With that question? All right. Well,
yeah, with that question.
For me, I probably won't go to either. I work on Sundays here at Voice of
America. So I'm talking about the children now.
I know you
I'm talking
that.
About the children, Oliver. Not you. I say the children.
That's a fair question, though.
Quickly, Alvin, I put it before you all go on this. Want to ask Barbados what you love most about Barbados. What does it mean to be a Bajan to you? And what are you most proud about? Anyone listening in, Minister Lane, you're locked on, calling. Have a chat with us. That's the question we're asking tonight. Go ahead, Alvin.
This is Alvin. I love Barbados. And anybody who travels would know when the plane approaching Barbados and you look out and you look down. How you feel? But I'm a little worried. because I know where Barbados came from, and I know where we are now. We are doing fine, but I don't like the direction. And anybody believes that if we continue the way we are going now, it's going to be good for my children or grandchildren, I believe the fool himself. We are going in a good direction. And that is, I might not be, because I approaching 80. So, in other words, I believe if we don't do something and pull back, the next 10, 15, or 20 years, this country will be in serious trouble. That's my opinion. But I would like to wish everybody in Barbados with independence gone, but it's still the season. Enjoy it as much as you could. Go to the football game if you leave already and enjoy the football. Right. And have a Merry Christmas.
Same
and a
to
Happy
you.
New Year.
All the best
well,
to you,
Alvin. Slucky and Oliver, I want to emulate Alvin. I say he's putting it 15 years and thing down the road, but I'm looking at about 5. If you already watch the young people today, and you're having drugs in school from 6 years and thing and all, in our day, and then we're having so much problem with the education and the crime. And we don't seem to be doing anything about it. And then we have tourism of our source, and we can't deal with that. What is going to happen to Barbados? I'm going 15,
I
want to
ask you a question,
5 years
before,
down the road.
I got a question for you before you go. I got a question before you go, Poet.
Yeah.
What do you love most right now about Barbados? That is what we want and you.
I love the Barbadian culture, right? I love the Barbadian culture, but as Alvin say, if we don't be careful, we are kind of losing it. And then by this freedom of speech now, don't forget they are making legislation on it. So you have to be careful now what you say and what you do. So
now we love most about Barbados?
Pardon?
That is what you love most about Barbados?
I love the camaraderie, in other places, because I have visited other places and people pass you like a full bus and all. That, when I say that, I mean that kind of friendliness, thing. You know, we still have that going around, but I'm worried about the road as we going down, as Alvin said, when I look and see that they're having drugs from a primary school now. And they have
okay, no problem.
Agreed. Slaggy, they have the schools now closing, now the teachers coming down sick. I wrote a thing, what I said.
Yeah, we read it in news. I've got to cut in, though, because it's 13 after 7. We've got another caller, Poet.
Slaggy, we'll pick up on that another
Thank
night.
You.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good night.
All the best to you and Alvin. Slaggy, you've got another caller on the line.
Yes, thanks. Yes, thanks to the Poet and Alvin.
Before
and
you get there, Sluggy, I got to ask a question from the WhatsApp chat. It says, I can see they're bashing Sunday school, but there was a service and song on Sunday. What is the difference, I ask? That's the question here from somebody on WhatsApp.
Good question.
They're bashing Sunday school, but there was service and song on Sunday. What's the difference, I ask? That's from your WhatsApp chat. Go ahead there, Slugs.
Good. I love it, And when I have topics for Brass Tacks, and I love that when I bring the topics here, what one I could do is when I want request a host Brass Tacks, but I love the questions.
Well, Sluggy, what I could tell you is I've had one or two comments about the amount of talk and discussion that's going on in the program, and I just had to give people a gentle reminder that. If they tune into Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme every Saturday, it is mainly a talk show. You do play music from time to time, but you have various guests on and many, many discussions. So this is what Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme is about. And in case you didn't know, Sluggy does want to be a moderator on Brass Tacks. So this is his time with Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Go ahead, Sluggy.
Manners and respect. Well, I'm asking this, you want to know what you love most about Barbados, what it means to be a Bajan to you, and what are you most proud about Barbados? Good evening and welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.
Good Good evening, Sluggy Dan.
Good evening,
Uncle Sluggy.
Good evening. Good evening, Honorable Minister Lane. Biggest to you. Welcome back on radio.
Yes, welcome. I got to welcome myself back too. It's good to be back on VOV929.com and VOV929FM. Where's all that? VOV country.
Yes.
So I let me come to answer these questions. These questions are interesting questions for me. And it's difficult to reflect on because of reflecting on the country from a different perspective over the last few years, right? But I have to agree with the callers that even found it hard to find something that's about Barbados. I agree with them that it really is the people. It is really when you travel that you understand why people say it is the people. As good as things are in Barbados, when you pass, you see people acknowledge you. You feel human. You feel humanized. It is only something that you miss or appreciate or realize that you take for granted when you travel and realize that that is not the culture everywhere. So, I mean, broadly, we can say the culture, but because you are most, I have to say the people.
I love that. And I got you loud and clear. I reading you loud and clear. When you think about Barbados independence and where we are and where we are going, what are you most hopeful for?
I am really hopeful that we take stock and that we appreciate the things that we have. We understand the things that we have and we don't lose it. Like the point, and like they may be surprised to hear me say clearly that I share some of the same concerns that they have. We don't want to lose our freedom. We don't want Barbados to become a bad place. We don't want to lose the good things about Barbados. Because what it means, to me, to be a Bajan going out all the time with pride and industry. Not as a slogan, but we were proud people, not vainly proud, but we were happy about our country, the gem of the Caribbean Sea, you know, and industry, we understood what it was to work hard for what we want in life. And I see that slipping. I see people not being as proud, people being individualistic, people, you know, complaining and not appreciating the good things, or trying to be part of the solution and more want to be part of the problem and be, you know, pulled down, dragged down culture, right? As many people as when I was growing up are not, you know, inclined to work hard for what they want. You know, people want things to happen by the snap of a finger, wiggle of a nose, a waving of a wand. But to me, that is still what I'm proud of. I don't want us to lose it. I want us to be proud people. And I want us to be industrious people willing to work hard.
Sir, I absolutely love that. I know you're busy and you want to enjoy your independence. You got one last question before you go. When you speak about our culture and not wanting to lose certain aspects of it, you think our culture as it is and certain aspects of our culture, we can push that proudly to bring about change. Like we can use parts of our culture, whether it be community projects, whether it be acting, whether it be drama, whether it be dance, whether it be just socializing. Because of hearing the callers say they want to keep certain things sacred, they want Sunday school to be just Sunday school. So they want to keep certain things sacred. And I used to be against people thinking like that, but as I started to get older, sir, to be honest with you, I feel certain things need to remain the same. And certain things need to push more. What are your thoughts on that?
I definitely agree. I believe the thing is, you are the answer to your question. Because the person of culture, the person of our music, our industry, our talent, you are the answer to that. The agenda, rhyme and rhythm is the answer to that. Boom, got talent is the answer to that. Uncle Sluggy Dan or is the answer to that. Team Razor is the answer to that. All of these are part and parcel of our culture that you, as one individual, you may not realize it, but mail it up to yourself, sir, and see that you are part of a movement that is doing your own. plea and your own question. As we keep these fundamentals alive, we believe all the fundamentals, yes, there'll be change, yes, there'll be evolution. But certain things we need to hold on to. Places like VOB, looking at history and all these different programs are just part and parcel of that. We as a people have a consciousness, a certain national consciousness of what makes us a bitch and what we are proud of. What I'm proud of, I can tell you, is our combination of achievements for a small country. In the earth, right? We got the greatest cricketer the world has ever seen. One of the best singers, one of the best rich, young, black women in the world. And you see it. One of the oldest singers. We got some superlatives. The most, the best, the greatest.
Yes.
I love that in the country. And that is what I'm most proud of on this Independence and Republic Day. And I mean, everybody locked on that, not that before today. I really enjoying this Independence Day. Using this time to reflect the wonderful, serious, serene country that we have. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful country. People save it, like, save it to come to this country because it's so beautiful, so safe, so peaceful, so nice. And we here sometimes take it for granted. And I believe programs like this is a time to help us to reflect on the beauty of Barbados.
Minister Lane, thank you so much. I want to make a little contribution. I agree with the majority of what you've said, sir, but what, from my observations, what I can tell you is that in terms of pride and Barbados, there's a lot of pride, maybe too much. I find that we need to be more humble. Barbados seems to have gone more materialistic and more about money and physical rather than being spiritual, to be honest. So I think that in terms of pride, I see a lot of pride because there's a lot of stuff that goes on the roads daily that people are, they're so arrogant about. If you see where I'm coming from, the pride, there's too much pride. There's not a lot of humility.
Yes,
just taking any ZR drivers, honestly, for instance, you know, there's too much, right. There's arrogance for what they do on the road and get away with it. It's reckless behavior and it's arrogance. So there's too much pride where that's concerned.
Yes.
And we need to be humble and, you know, realize we have so much people's lives in our hands. So I do agree with most of what you said, though.
I agree with you. And we are actually saying the same thing. Remember that he said, when I say of pride, I'm not talking about being pride. I'm talking about, you know, when you say somebody carry themselves with pride, like you dress properly, you drive properly,
yes,
you set up,
yes,
you line up orderly.
Yes.
So we have to talk about the same thing. So it might just be a lexicon problem that we're looking at in terms of definition. So we actually saying the identical thing, and I can jump on. So I agree with you. So David Eric is listening. My girl, Uncle Sluggy can't be a moderator. I'm actually putting in the canvas for it now. Here lies underground. Because I think that you, these are discussions what we need, and you can bring definitely that method but share to the program. So again, for the plug here for you direct. Also, and I do agree in terms of the point on price for sure. I want us to humble ourselves, and when we need to be humble, but I want us to be proud of our country, happy of our country, and carry ourselves with pride. It may sound funny, carry ourselves with pride and humility. I might be the new slogan instead of pride and humility.
I love that. Salutes to you, sir, and wishing you a wonderful independence. And just letting you know, from next week, Saturday, every Saturday through December is nothing but young people who have pride in themselves, showcasing their various talents right here on VOB 92.9 FM, Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Big up yourself.
Right. You and them to be proud of that. Have a good night. Happy Independence. VOB, happy Independence. God bless you. God bless
you. Same to you, sir.
Good. All right.
Yeah, same to you, sir. God bless. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme every single Saturday, 6:30 p.m. And from next week, of course, you know, it's December coming in. It gonna be nothing but love, nothing but Christmas songs, nothing but Beijing Christmas music. It got so many youth passing through every single Saturday and showcasing the talents live on VOB 92.9 FM. Ollie, you can take us out with a tune. If we ain't got no more calls, you can just play
you do have one more call, Sluggy. You got a call.
No problem. Good evening. Good evening and welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Talk to Uncle Sluggy.
Yes, good evening, Sluggy. This show would not be a show without an actual poem. That's what the place is about. So I'm about to give you one. Okay?
Go ahead.
This is this song again. Yeah. Or bless it up. Okay.
No problem. Go ahead.
Yes. This one is since the government of Barbados is doing a topic on I'll give you an option. Should I do it on Richard Stout or should I do it on?
Well, DJ Cog, what I can tell you is you're running out of time. So whatever you're gonna do, make up your mind and let's go, my brother.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, let me do this one for you then. No problem at all. Okay, this is my kettle and this is my stout. Three cheers for Richard Stout. You are 2, 2, 3. My amount. That kind of stout does really work for you. Matter of fact, I can call this on Brass Stats to do a tribute. Richard Stout was a man of great wealth. He was a man to live and succeed in terms of his spiritual health. He received because he believed in Jah, and we will be in a land full of milk and spiritual honey. He was given a nickname by his name, and he was given much money. Richard ran things for teens in terms of their talent. Stout ran route when they wrote the right and the wrong ballot. If Richard was a politician, he would sing a ballot. If he was a better entrepreneur, let us say salad. Right into the meat of the matter for my matter. His life in the meantime and in between meals was impeccable for that matter. For the mood and in the moment. He sound like a mighty mystery for that matter. Maybe it was just good timing. The best part of my day as the man's greatest single to my matter. I move a statue in his likeness should be placed in the Botanical Garden someday soon. Before high noon, a statue in the legal tender should be in the mix like yesterday's June. I am a worm in a cocoon. I need the statutory law hardened in soon. All about the rate of our youth. He was so passionate about the status of God, Richard's darling Jesus, and always put them first. And he was a soup in Richard's spoon. Richard lived a fulfilling and satisfied life. This man clearly lived years to the full, and his dear children filled his wife. Whether he ate vegetables or salad, women would love him, and their eyes would cut him like a knife. And this is the couple last ones. His friends, enemies, and angels, plus his competitors, would agree that they wanted a piece of the peace that was freely without his strife. Many men wished him upon his last breath. As opposed to 50 Cent, he did party like it was his birthday, even to his death. If you ask me, he was a friendly stranger in a black sedan, not a PAMP. Pump intruder, magnificently pompous setting, always who left. It was the right guard as a guardian to the youth's trust and potential, not the reeds in the garden, just the sting of their mess. I am making a clarion call for more guys to get down to Brass Stats to be more like Stout. Press on for your kindness, come back, and others to come back with a combat of pure crime, getting pure Christian Guinness World Records Stout. My people, this is why I say this is the beginning. This is my kettle, and this is my stove. Thank you very much. God bless. I love you. Bye-bye. Thanks, man. Take care. God bless.
Hey, DJ Cog, I just want to tell you, before you go on, Sluggy, I just want to tell you, DJ Cog, we love you too, okay? A lot of people love you, so you are well-loved, my brother. Go ahead, Slugs.
Yes. Yes, indeed. DJ Cog, I share all these sentiments. Thank you very much, Cog. And we do indeed love you, and like Ollie said, a lot of people love you and we appreciate your calls, DJ Cog. Salute to Alvin and the poet for calling in as well. And salute to the Honorable Minister Lane for calling in and telling us what it means to him to be a Barbadian and what he loves most about Barbados. I want to salute Karen Hope Blades. Salutes to you. Conkeys, that amazing. Tastes great. So Karen Hope Blades, salutes to you. And thank you so much for the conkeys. Love you, love you, love you. Salutes to KK's homemade treats as well. But KK is doing things all Christmas and we working together. So we're going to be sharing you enough news, enough giveaways, and enough goodies from KK's homemade treats. for sure. Big ups to everybody that tune in this Saturday to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Thank you very much for making the show awesome. I promise you from next week, it's beer performances, it's beer music, it's beer action, and the whole Christmas will be transforming from next week. For the Christmas holidays, it's going to be nothing but singing, nothing but music, nothing but Christmas poems, and young people every single week. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme for Christmas. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme for Christmas from next week. Saturday, salutes to LaShawna on the outside. LaShawna working hard at the Prime Minister's Cup. You know LaShawna is wearing many hats. So LaShawna, salutes to you. And I want to salute to Ludi Beijing as well. Ludi Beijing, big ups to you. You know, nothing can work without a team. You got a good team. So salutes to my team. Big ups to Ollie and everybody. It was a wonderful independent season. And Kareem. Bigger yourself, and I love you to the maximum. Ollie, thanks a lot, my brother, for another wonderful show. And I'll be locked on and listening to the awesome music. Bigger yourself, my brother.
Same to you, Sluggy. And don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, we bring you a repeat of today's coverage of the Independence Parade with Mr. Ronnie Clark and the rest of the crew. Sluggy, have a beautiful night, my brother.